Welcome back inside our locker room chats. It's now time to talk about the girls' basketball with head coach Nate Bowen here on KNZA. Samantha picked up their first win of the season on Tuesday night and a good win over Riverside, 51-46, and a tough loss to Holton on Friday, 27-24. But, Coach, let's start with Tuesday. A really good win for your girls against Riverside, a game where your girls trailed by double digits at one point in that contest, but ultimately come back and pick up that five-point victory. So just how big, ultimately, from a confidence standpoint, was that for your girls?
Yeah, it was huge. It was obviously a good win for us against a good team. Riverside's talented, and we didn't feel like we played real well in the first half, and kind of, you know, we gave up some offensive rebounds and we turned it over quite a bit and really shored up some of those things in the second half. I hope to kind of creep back into it. We didn't just come out of the gates and take it back from them, but a little bit of the time and we're able to get over the hump there in the fourth quarter. So yeah, a huge win. You know, sometimes those feel like a relief almost sometimes when you finally get that first one. But I told him last night, just enjoy it. Every win in the Big Seven is so difficult, and every win on our schedule will be so difficult to earn. So we need to enjoy it definitely, and certainly proud of that effort in the second half.
You also got Mary Lucre back as well. She was back on Friday against Holton, had 10 points there, and then another 15-point effort last night against Riverside. Just how big is having her back there in that lineup help your team?
Yeah, well, again, she's just she's somebody that can put the ball in the basket, has some experience on the varsity floor, and is a good athlete. So, you know, it's just another weapon offensively to take some pressure off some of the other girls. And, you know, and she's still working herself back into shape. She really hasn't had a whole lot of practices with us yet. And so, you know, I think as we continue throughout the season, she'll get more comfortable and they'll get more comfortable playing with her. And hopefully that'll even help us even more.
Hey, you know you're going to have another tough test coming up on Friday. You'll have Jeff West coming to town. Jeff West, again, a very athletic team. They play really good defense. So what do you look at here in this final game before the holiday break?
Yeah, Coach Malloy just has a system, and his girls buy in. And, you know, it doesn't seem like they don't blow out a lot of teams. They seem to always just have low-scoring affairs because they play such great defense. They're really good at getting to the basket with some of their quick guards and getting to the free throw line and really effective there. So it'll be a challenge like every night will be for us. They're not real big inside, but they make up for it with their help defense and their scrappiness. So hopefully we can have a little bit of advantage inside. And again, hopefully the confidence from last night will carry over into practices over the next couple of days and right into that game on Friday.
Well, Coach, with that, congratulations again on that win over Riverside from last night. Thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it. But enjoy your holiday break. We'll talk to you here in a couple weeks.
All right. You too. Thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Nate Bauman, head coach of the Sabatha Girls, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office here on FM 103.9 KNZA.